So, we're going to speak today on a subject that is quite controversial. As a matter of fact, if you would ask me what's called the time of death according to a person, brain death or heart death, the complicated questions, in a way that's easier than what a bracha on pizza or on matzah for sfaradim or for or all types of mezonot bread. It's a complicated question, as we're going to see, and we are going to present the different opinions and different point of view. And it has a little bit to do with this week's parasha. Also, parashat Vayera, as we see that Sarah prepared, she made ugot. So, she made something mezonot. Obviously, it seems to be. So, the question is like this. We have a mitzvah when we eat bread, an obligation, to do birkat hamazon. Ve'achalta v'savata u'berachta. You should eat, you should be satiated, and you should make a bracha. But when is it considered that something is called bread, or something, and you would be obligated in birkat hamazon min ha-Torah, or something is not bread, rather it is mizonot, and one would merely only say a alamichya and not say birkat hamazon? Where do you draw the line? So the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Mem Bet Amud Aleph, talks about Rav Huna that ate 13 loaves of bread, each one b'nei tlata tlata bekava, each one a huge size. Velo barich, and he didn't make birkat hamazon. Amar le Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman asked him, Adi kafna, you ate these because you were hungry. Ela kol she'achirim kovim alav seudat tzarich livarich. So even though you might not be hungry after eating so much, but whatever people are usually hungry with, it's called a kovea seuda. It's called that you are actually setting a meal for yourself, and you'd have to make a birkat hamazon. So we see from this Gemara that if somebody eats something as a kviut, as he is eating it as a meal, and not merely haphazardly, that would make it from bread and not make it mizonot. What would be considered something that you are not, that you are eating not haphazardly? So Rashi says that if somebody's eating it, Rashi's Lashon is in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Bet, he says, what's something that's called pataba bikisnin, bread that is filled with pockets, which is the classic case of mizonot? Rashi says the definition of pataba bikisnin is that notnim baharbe egozim tavlin, you're putting a lot of spices, egozim and shkedim, nuts and almonds, umaachala muat, and it's you eat a little bit of it. So Rashi is mashma that you eat a little bit. So that's called, it's not called a kviut. If you're going to eat it as a little bit or as a snack, I would call it, that's considered a pataba bekisnin. The Rashba also says the same thing in Daf Membet. That's what's called mizonot. Kederech eloasim imenu me'at leta'anuk ve'idun lemetika. You eat a little bit for pleasure and for sweetness. The Meiri also writes explicitly, he says that anything that's not coming, lo mitzad ra'av ubakashat sova enakva. Anything that's not coming to satiate your hunger, rather it's coming as a miderech simcha, he calls it, that doesn't require a nitilat yadayim. And that would be a mizonot. The Bet Yosef in Siman Kuf Samechet, a famous Bet Yosef, brings three different scenarios of pataba bekisnin. The first one being that if one puts in, if one has bread that is filled with a fill, it's regular bread, but you fill it with things like Rashi says, it has pockets, pataba bikisnin, with sweetness. That is mizonot. Another explanation in the Rishonim is that the actual dough is kneaded with something sweet, like fruit juice or something else that makes it something sweet. The third opinion is anything that's brittle. That's the third opinion. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Samech Chet, he brings these, all of these opinions in Se'iv Zayin, and he writes that v'halacha k'divrei kulam, the halacha is like all of these opinions. Shelekol elu advarim notin lahem dinim she'amarnu pata bikisnin. We give the halachot pata bikisnin, which means you would be exempt from hamotzi and you would be a bore minim mezonot. Which is a very interesting thing, that the question, and the fundamental question is over here, is that you have three different opinions. And with this question, we'll understand many different halachot, what the bracha on the mizunot rolls are, what the bracha would be on egg challah, what the bracha is on matzah for Sfaradim, what the halacha is for different tortilla wraps. We're going to understand with this following question, the halacha for all of this. When Maran HaShulchan Aruch brings these three conditions, do they argue with each other? In other words, the condition that understands that pata babikisin is something brittle, that means something that is a little bit sweet in the dough, will be hamotzi? And the one, vice versa, the one who holds something that's sweet in the dough, he holds that matzah is hamotzi? Are they arguing on each other? Or do all the opinions really agree with each other? Just they are right different scenarios of what's considered pata babikisnin. You have this example of pata babikisnin, but they really all agree with each other. So there are two ra'ayot. One could bring two proofs to say that really they agree with each other, and we'll see what we're going to do once we prove that. The first proof is that Shulchan Aruch brings in another seif that at the end of one's meal, if one is brought pata babikisnin, that's not part of the meal, one would make a boremin in mezonot. That's what Maran HaShulchan Aruch writes. We don't follow that. We say safek brachot lehakel. We say maybe one opinion will hold it some mutzi. So a lot of people at the end of the meal, well, they won't make a mezonot. Some people will, but most people won't. But Shulchan Aruch says we do on pata babikisnin, boremin in mezonot. Now, if the opinions didn't agree with each other, we wouldn't make boremin mezonot at the end of the meal because according to one opinion, it's hamotzi and it's exempt with the bracha hamotzi you said at the beginning of the meal. But from the fact that you say a mezonot, it seems to be that it doesn't matter what it is, even if according to one opinion, something that's pata babikisnin, something that's filled, is hamotzi, the one who holds it's brittle will hold that something that's filled is hamotzi, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they would agree with each other. They're just giving different scenarios where something is considered a snack. Another proof to this is the minhag of the Sfaradim is a lot of Sfaradim would say mezonot on matzah and on Pesach matzah becomes hamotzi. Now, how could you all of a sudden change the bracha? So, once again, just to review, the question that we are discussing is, do these opinions argue with each other, or are they all in agreement with each other? This is going to be a fundamental question, because if they all agree with each other, that means essentially what we're saying is that the underlying point is if something is derech likvoa seuda, you would make hamotzi, and if it's not the derech likvoa seuda, if it's not the usual way that people eat it as a meal, you would make mezonot. And since that's the underlying condition, everybody agrees with each other. Now, the proof that this is the right, that this is the minhag of the Sfaradim to say that they all agree with each other, these conditions, is the fact that Sfaradim make mezonot on matzah the whole year, and they make hamotzi on matzah on Pesach. Now, what changed on Pesach all of a sudden? So the Acharonim, the Chida, and the Bet David explain, because that is the bread that people usually eat on Pesach. There is no other bread. Now, that only works if we understand that the underlying reason to make mezonot and hamotzi is dependent upon derech. So since the derech during the rest of the year is to eat matzah as a snack, one would make a mizonot. And since the derech of matzah on Pesach is to eat it as bread, one would make a motzi. So if that's the logic, we understand that the main criteria of making mizonot is if it's the derech, if it's the norm, if it's the way that somebody eats it as a snack, and if somebody treats something as bread, he makes it a motzi. And that's why all the conditions agree with each other. If that is the case, let us examine each and every scenario. Let's start with matzah. The Chida in Machzik Beracha writes that the bracha of matzah is mizonot. But the Chida writes that the reason why it's mizonot he writes a very important detail. He says that matzah is eaten al dat kisnin. It's made as a snack. In other words, the Chida says clearly that the reason why somebody eats matzah is because he eats it as a snack. That changed. Nowadays, most people eat matzah not only as a snack, but they eat it as a meal. So even the rest of the year, according to the Chida, who is the whole source why we make mizunot on matzah, should change and it should be hamotzi. Indeed, although Rav Ovadia Yosef writes in Chazon Ovadia that the bracha for matzah for Sfaradim is mizunot, he himself used to make the bracha of hamotzi on matzah. I got actually this in writing from Rav Gidon Ben Moshe, who was a very close student of his, and he asked Rav Ovadia Yosef that he knows that people know that he makes hamotzi. If people ask him, could he say that they could do it as well? And he said yes. That means Rav Ovadia Yosef, although he wrote in his sefer to say mizunot on matzah, he himself would say hamotzi and would have no problem with anybody else saying hamotzi. He didn't want to go against the minhag Sfaradim of saying mizunot, because that was a long-standing minhag. But nevertheless, if it's treated for bread, the bracha would... It seems to be that's the reason of Rav Ovadia Yosef, that the bracha would change, and indeed it would be hamotzi. That's what seems to be the logic behind the reason for Yosef. Also, the Or Litzion writes that the proper bracha would have been hamotzi, just it seems to be the minhag is not that way. It could be, though, that the minhag used to be for matz mizunot. People didn't used to eat it as a regular bread. It wasn't as good, maybe. It was thicker, it was harder. Whatever reason it could have been. But nowadays, people treat it as bread. The right bracha should be amotzi. Now, if a person is besafek, he should do like what the Chida writes, to eat it in the middle of a meal. But really, if somebody makes hamotzi on matzah, Rav Ovadia Yosef told people that they have what to rely on, and they could definitely do that, and that's what he did himself. So that's regarding matzah. What about egg bread? Well, let's start first with mizonot bread. What's the halacha by mizonot bread? Mizonot bread is basically bread that they make very sweet. According to the Shulchan Aruch, as long as you feel sweetness in the dough, it should be mizonot. According to the Ramah, it has to be a lot of sweetness. But let's speak according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that even a little bit of sweetness that you recognize the taste in the dough should be mizonot. Now, if these mizonot breads, their whole purpose is to be eaten as a meal. They make sandwiches with them. On planes, they give them as sandwiches. Or they make pita through these mizonot, and they sell them as falafels, and they call it mizonot falafel. But you're clearly eating it as bread, or pizza. That you're clearly eating it as a meal. Logic would dictate that the proper bracha would be hamotzi. Many, many rabbanim came out and said, mizonot bread is really hamotzi. Nevertheless, Rav Ovadia in Chazon Ovadia writes that anything that's sweet is mizonot. Rabbi Shalom Misas in Shemesh Umagen Chelek Bet Hosafot Siman Aleph writes the same thing. Nevertheless, there are many Sfaradi poskim. The Olat Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Rautzabi writes that this is the proper halacha for Sfaradim. And Rabben Tzion Abashal says this what logic would dictate. Just also it's dependent upon minhag, but it seems to be that there would be strong reasoning to say that mizonot bread should be treated as hamotzi. And it's interesting, just like Rav Ovadia wrote, matzah is mizonot, even though he himself did hamotzi, it would be interesting to know what would he have done on mizonot rolls, just like he wrote it in the book as mizonot, because he didn't want to go against the minhag. Would he personally, since he treated it as a meal, say hamotzi? I wonder myself what he would have done in that scenario. But one point, so we do have a problem over here, because logic would dictate you'd have to make hamotzi. However, and the same thing would be with egg bread. Many Sfaradim say they're only going to take water challah. According to what we are saying, that since you're eating egg bread as a meal, Shabbat meal, there's no bigger meal than that, you should have to make hamotzi. Nevertheless, many people say, well, it's written in the Chazon Ovadia and in other places to make mizonot, so they have a hard time having anything egg bread, and they should only have water bread. So I want to suggest four or five different additional reasons on egg bread why one would have many reasons to make hamotzi. The first is the Magen Avraham at the end of Siman Kuf Samechet says maybe eggs are not considered something that makes the dough sweet because they're part of mazon, they're part of they're not snacks, they satiate, they're part of bread. That's number one. There are other poskim that argue, but according to the Magen Avraham, me bitzim might not even be considered something that makes bread into mizonot. Sugar, yes, but not and not egg, not eggs. Another reason is the Chida brings from the Zera Emet that on Shabbat, whatever mizonot you have as a meal, that automatically makes it into hamotzi, because just like we find by maaser that if you didn't take that maaser is only obligated if you eat it bederech kviut, and there is a halacha that Shabbat kovaat le maaser, that Shabbat is considered like you anything that you have on Shabbat as a mizonot, it's made into an official hamotzi. So too, if one eats his mezonot as a meal on Shabbat, just like Shabbat is kovea lemaaser, it's also kovea regarding hamotzi. The Chida brings this from the Zerah Emet. There are those who argue, but it's definitely something that we could add into the pile to make hamotzi. Another reason is that even those who understand that mezonot bread is, is mizonot, agree that if you eat a certain amount, you would have to make a birkat hamotzi. What is that certain amount? Very unclear. The Elia Rabba brings in Siman Kuf Samechet, if you eat gimel o dalet betzim, if you eat 3 or 4 betzim worth, then you'd already have to make hamotzi. How much is gimel v'dalet betzim? We're going to discuss that in a moment. The second opinion is the Graz, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, which it seems to be the Mishnah Brura goes with this opinion. She's that you have to have gimel dalet betzim plus an amount of a meal that would be for a normal person, which is chaf alif betzim and a little more. Just 21 eggs and a little more. So you'd have to eat a lot. Or that shiut in bread, or 3 or 4 betzim of bread, and the rest as a meal. That's a lot. And there are other opinions that say until you feel satiated. So, again, according to the Mishnah Brura says you shouldn't get into a safek, and if you eat 3 or 4 bitsim of bread, you're already into a safek. So according to those opinion, that if you eat 3 or 4 bitsim already, you have to wash. The amount of bitsim, classic according to the Rambam, each bitsa is 18 dirham. 18 dirham was classically thought that it was 3 grams is each dirham. Dirham is an Arabic measure. But they recently found that the dirham is even less, it's 2.7 dirham. So it could be that each bitsa, instead of being 27 grams, it's even less than that. So it could be already by 75 grams, you already have to wash, or 100 grams, you'd have to wash. And it could be that it's even a less shiur. There's a Chazonish opinion that it's even less than that. But already by 75 to 100 gram, it could be already into a safek. And it's very possible that you eat that amount of bread on Shabbat. Not only that, the Magen Avraham understands that if you add on other foods, that is mitzaref to the shiur gimel or dar el betzim. The Chida in Birkei Yosef is not sure about this, and then Siman Kuf Samechet, but it's a machloket. So that's also going to be thrown into the pile. Furthermore, we have our regular safek, that if you're eating something as bread, that might be considered hamotzi, because you're not eating it as a snack. So once again, you have the opinion that eggs are not considered something that makes something sweet. You have maybe Shabbat is kovea, just like it's kovea li nimaser. Maybe you ate 3 or 4 bitsim. Or maybe you added on foods besides the actual bread that might get you very possibly to have to make hamotzi on this bread. Because of all these questions, those who make hamotzi on egg bread on Shabbat definitely have a strong opinions to rely on. And those who want to make mizonot on egg bread, it's a very high safek if that really you're able to do that. Mm-hmm. If you're able to do that. Once again, Rav Avadya Yosef does write that lachmaniot mizonot are mizonot. But we wonder, what would he say, him personally, if on matzah he made a motzi? Maybe we don't know what he himself would have done in these scenarios of egg bread. And as we mentioned, there is strong opinions to say that this bread would be hamotzi. The last thing is, how about these wraps, these tortilla wraps that are made from flour? Some people suggest that, well, you're eating it as a snack. According to what we said, a snack means ma'achalam what, you're eating it as sweetness. That's considered machala muad. Over here, you're eating it in order to satiate yourself. You might be on the run, you might be going quickly, but you're not eating it as a sweetness min derech simcha. You're eating it lehashkit harav, to calm the your hunger pains, we'll call it, and that would require hamotzi. So tortilla wraps, it would seem to be they're considered hamotzi, even though you think that you're eating a small amount. It's mizanot. Then you have egg matz, egg challah. It seems to be that you should make hamotzi. Matzah, Rav Avadi Yosef would make hamotzi. If someone's a safek, you should eat it in a meal. And mizonot rolls, there is a strong opinion also to say that you should make hamotzi and not mizonot, and that would go for pizza as well, that one eats as a meal. Once again, there are different opinions over here, and there are Sephardic poskim that say on lachmaniot mizonot and matzah to make a mizonot. We are giving another approach over here, and this is why I mentioned at the beginning of this shiur, it's a complicated subject. Chazak u baruch.